Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. A team of Temple University researchers is embarking on a research cruise into the Gulf of Mexico to study the effects of ocean acidification on the deep sea. Marine biologist Eric Cordes is leading the effort. He explains that ocean acidification is a byproduct of rising CO2 levels in the atmosphere.
About half of the CO2 that we're dumping in the atmosphere ends up in the oceans. And what that does in the oceans is it's basically like making soda water. As you bubble CO2 through it, it becomes an acid and lowers the pH of the seawater. And this makes the seawater become corrosive to any organisms that lay down a skeleton or a shell made out of calcium carbonate. So that can be anything from oysters and clams and mussels, to the phytoplankton that form the base of the food chain, to corals and coral reefs. And that's what we're studying, are coral reefs in the deep sea, which not a lot of people know about to begin with, and then the effects of this human-generated process, this anthropogenic effect of ocean acidification, but in the deep sea.
Cordes and the other researchers take trips to the bottom of the ocean with the submersible Alvin, which is equipped to pick up samples. I asked him how far down they go.
On this mission, we'll be going anywhere from about 500 meters to about 1,500 meters, so as deep as about a mile. I've personally been about 2 miles down.
With Alvin?
With Alvin, yes.
So what's that like?
It's exciting. I mean, the best thing is you never know what you're going to see when you get in the sub. And every dive is unique, and every dive you get to see something that no one has ever seen before. And there are very few experiences you can have where you can say that. The first time I was in Alvin, I got kind of claustrophobic. It's only about 6 feet in diameter inside, and there are three of you in there, and they seal you in from the outside.
So you go down. Describe the way down. How long does it take?
So they seal you in on deck, and then you hit the water, and you're rocking around a little bit. You can feel the waves moving. You finish all your safety checks, and then they give you permission to dive. And then as soon as you get below the surface, all that motion goes away, and it's still and it's quiet, and you're slowly sinking down. Everything gets darker and darker around you as you descend. And after you get about a couple hundred feet down, it gets almost pitch black. You know that you're leaving the surface world when that happens. It's really a pretty magical thing. And then if the pilot's not working, you get him to turn out all the lights. And everything that you bump into on the way down glows. It causes this bioluminescent reaction, and this greenish light comes up. And so you can stare out the window and see all these little tiny organisms like stars slipping past the windows. It's really just a beautiful experience.
How long do you stay down there?
It's usually about 6 to 8 hours. So you get in the water right after eight, and then you usually come up at the end of the afternoon around 4 or so.
And you dive every day during?
Not me personally. It's exhausting, actually. You wouldn't think that sitting on your butt for 8 hours would be exhausting, but it really is.
What's exhausting about it?
You actually keep the oxygen levels a little bit lower inside the sphere, mostly to prevent the possibility of fire. And so just like being at high altitudes, it's tiring to do anything.
And you're totally on top of each other, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a really small space, and you're working literally elbow to elbow.
Is there a bathroom?
I always get this question.
Sorry, I'm a woman.
There is a bottle, and you get two, and everyone has their own, and there is a female adapter, and everybody sort of turns around and looks out the window for a minute and pretends not to be listening.
So what have you found so far in terms of the science? Can you say anything about what is happening on the ocean floors?
We conducted a few previous studies over the past few years, and we were actually really surprised at our results. We found these deep water corals, it's called Lophelia, is the name of the species. It forms large reefs, these beautiful coral reefs, just like you would see in shallow water. But they're down hundreds of meters where there's no light and they're totally cut off from photosynthetic productivity. They're reliant on everything raining down from the surface. But what we found in our previous studies was that these deep water coral reefs are surviving at lower pH values than any other reefs on Earth. And what we're going out to see if we can discover is how they're doing that. What is it that allows them to survive under these incredibly harsh conditions that shallow water corals would die under? And if we can figure out how they're doing that, how they're able to still calcify and lay down their skeleton and survive under this ocean acidification, we might be able to find some key to being able to save some of the shallow water coral reefs, to see if maybe some of the shallow water corals could adapt to ocean acidification and survive the way that Lophelia is surviving.
And Eric, we're going to check in with you when you are on the ship, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Temple University marine biologist Eric Cordes studies the impact of ocean acidification on the deep sea, and we have great pictures from a previous research cruise on our website, whyy.org/thepulse, and we're actually going to talk to Cordes and his team while they're in the Alvin during one of their trips, so stay tuned for that on an upcoming episode of The Pulse.